Hello, my name is Kylie, and I'm going to be reading to you Tinkerbell and the Great Fairy Rescue. One day, when the fairies were on the mainland during the summer season change, a big storm blew in. Suddenly, Vidya came running into the fairy camp. "Tinkerbell's been captured by humans," she cried. "What?" the others gasped. All of Tink's friends, Silvermist, Fawn, Rosetta, Iridesa, Clank, and Bobby, gathered around Vidya. She told them how she and Tinkerbell had left the camp earlier and gone exploring. Tinkerbell went into this little house in the meadow and couldn't get back out. Vidya told the others, "This little house Vidya was talking about was a fairy house built by a human girl named Lizzie. She had hoped it would attract the attention of a curious fairy like Tinkerbell, and it had. Vidya had followed the little girl to the big house where she lived, but Vidya soon realized she couldn't save Tink by herself. She'd have to get help. Tinkerbell's friends started planning a rescue right away. The rain made it impossible for them to fly. Water makes fairy wings too heavy. They decided to build a boat out of bark and reeds. If they couldn't fly to the rescue, they'd have to sail to the rescue. It was a dangerous journey. Floodwater swirled around them. Fawn climbed to the top of the mast to see what was ahead. Oh no, they're headed straight for a waterfall. If they went over, they'd crash into the rocks below. Silvermist, the water fairy, knew just what to do. "Rosetta, come grab my feet," she said. With Rosetta holding on to her ankle, Silvermist leaned out of the boat and touched the raging water with her fingertips. Using all of her fairy magic, the strength and strength, Silvermist made a water bridge. The passengers held on for dear life as the boat shot down this new pathway of water, avoiding the waterfall. It was a wild ride. The boat zoomed over the jagged rocks and crashed into a bank of tall weeds. None of the fairies were injured, but the boat was destroyed. "Looks like we're walking from here," Vidya said. "But walking where?" Fawn asked. "There's no way of knowing which way to go," Clank moaned. The fairies were lost. Just then, Vidya looked at the ground and saw a trail of buttons, the same buttons that had led Tinkerbell to the fairy house. "I know where we are," Vidya announced happily. Vidya led the group through the high grass to a road, but the road was flooded. She barely jumped in and landed in a muddy water up to her knees. "It's not deep," she said. "We could walk across." One by one, the others walked through the icky mud. But when it was Rosetta's turn, she shook her head. "I don't really do mud," she told them. "But you're a garden fairy," Vidya argued. Rosetta realized she had no choice. She took off her sandals and stepped daintily across. "Ew, squishy," she complained. With everyone safely across, it was Vidya's turn to get out of the road. But when she tried to move, she sank deeper into the mud. Vidya was stuck. When the fairies heard the sound of a car and saw headlights speeding toward them, the car was aimed right for Vidya. The other fairies tried to pull her free, but it was no use. This time it was Iridesa, the light fairy, who came to the rescue. Iridesa held out her hand and caught the glare from the headlights in her palm. Using her fairy magic, she bent the light back towards the car. The driver saw the light and thought a motorcycle was coming toward him. At the last second, he veered to the side, barely missing the fairies. When the car came to a stop, the driver got out to look. "Hello?" he shouted. "Is somebody out there? Anyone?" The fairies kept very quiet. Fawn noticed the driver's boot was untied. The lace flopped beside her, and she handed it to Vidya. Vidya held on to the boot lace. When the driver walked back to his car, he lifted his boot, and floop! He pulled the fairies out of the mud and safely across the road. The rescue party could continue. As the group got closer to their destination, Vidya grew more worried. She had a guilty secret, and she couldn't keep it to herself any longer. "Listen, there's something you all should know," she told the others. "Tinkerbell getting trapped is my fault." Vidi admitted that she had slammed the door of the little house and then hadn't been able to get it open. "Now I've put all of us in danger. I'm so sorry." The others reminded Vidi that Tinkerbell was always getting into trouble. Getting Tink out of trouble sometimes felt like a full-time job. They were glad to have Vidia as a part of the team. The girls put their hands together and invited Vidia to come join them in their special friendship pledge. "Faith, trust, and pixie dust," they all recited. The fairies kept going through the dark, rainy night. When they reached the house where Lizzie lived, they sneaked into the kitchen. Vidia told them to be very careful. Not only did they need to watch out for the little girl and their father, they also needed to watch out for a cat. "Cat?" Iridesa gasped. "What cat?" "That cat," Clank and Bobby wailed. Just then, Mr. Twitches, the cat, came in. He was wet and was angry. The fairies backed into a corner, and Mr. Twitches pounced. The fairies scattered in every direction. Clank landed on a shelf and sprinkled pixie dust on all of the cups and saucers. The dishes floated into the air, and the fairies jumped aboard, spinning around the kitchen. That was when Fawn, the animal fairy, spotted a plant on the windowsill. "Rosetta, is that what I think it is?"
"Darling, that's exactly what you think it is, catnip."
Clever Fawn used all of her fairy magic, plus a little bit of catnip, to tame Mr. Twitches. A few whiffs and turned him into a real pussycat. Everybody climbed aboard the Happy Kitty and prepared to find Tinkerbell, but they didn't have to go far because at that moment, Tink came into the kitchen with Lizzie. "Tinkerbell!" the fairies shouted. "The rescue is a success!" The fairies knew that after the rain stopped, it was going to be a wonderful summer, not just for them, but also for Lizzie, the little girl who believed in fairies.